Thank you, Hazy, for the introduction. I also want to take a second and just thank Britt again for kind of jumping in at the last minute and helping us with that last talk. So thanks, Britt. And I'm going to be pretty short and sweet today because I know I'm standing between you and getting in the car and heading home. And I'm also holding the drawing hostage to try and keep you here. So as soon as I get done, we'll do that drawing. All right, so basically today I just want to take a second and let you all know that we are working to develop a replacement heifer certification program for Oklahoma. And within that program, I'm going to be deliberately vague on some of the requirements for that program because it's still in development and we're still in the process of getting feedback from the people that we'll need to work with to make this happen. So just generally, we will have some health requirements in terms of a vaccination program and disease testing, and that is designed to fit within our current Oklahoma Quality Beef Network guidelines, so the people that want to have animals and put the steers into OQBN and get the heifers into the heifer certification program, it'll make the management of those decisions a little bit easier. We will have reproductive management guidelines as well as some genetic guidelines in terms of calving ease direct requirements for the service sires, and also a designation to reflect those sires that are AI sires that may be higher in accuracy. We're going to make sure that we have the ability to have not only purebred registered females in this program, but also the ability to have composite cattle and crossbred females within the program. So we're planning to launch this sometime in 2015, and Gant's not here, so I'm going to throw him under the bus and say that he has agreed to be our on-campus contact for that. So if you have any questions, feel free to give Gant a call. And if you're interested in the program and you want to learn more about it, please keep checking in with your county extension offices for additional details and announcements as we kind of roll out and start advertising the program. And that is all I have.